This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Renee Inascio. First name is Renee, R-E-N-E-E-E, last name is Inascio, I-N-A-C-I-O, Inascio. Date of birth 5/27/1966. This letter is being written to Dr. Suzanne Austin. First name is Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E. Last name is Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, Austin. Address 2498 Stevens Creek Boulevard, San Jose, California, 95128. Telephone number 408-998-5400. Fax number 408-998-5414. Dear Dr. Austin, A-U-S-T-I-N, thank you for asking me to see this 57-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Period. Renee has been having many different symptoms for a very long time, and she feels there might be some allergies going on, period. Number one, she has persistent diarrhea and loose stools for more than 30 years, but there is no evidence of any malabsorption, period. There is no history of any vomiting, but there is some heartburn, period. She takes some over-the-counter medication, and they are generally quite effective, period. She also feels there may be some food allergies, and certain foods like eggs and pasta make her sick, but no history of any urticaria, angioedema, shortness of breath, wheezing, coughing, throat tightness, or anything else to suggest anaphylaxis, period. She has recurrent history of coughs and colds, but they are usually relieved with the use of over-the-counter medications, period. She is taking Synthroid vitamins and some antidiarrheals, and they are generally quite effective, period. She's also taken albuterol, Advair for some asthma and wheezing, but overall pulmonary symptoms are not very bothersome, period. As you know, she's a chronic smoker, and certainly many symptoms could be attributable to a smoking, period. Overall, she appears quite healthy, period. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. She was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. Clinically, I do not believe she has any significant allergies, period. Her basic rest, her serum IgE is 43, which is normal. Her basic rest testing to different foods and pollens and other indoor allergens is completely negative, thus ruling out any obvious allergic disease process. Certainly skin testing may reveal some abnormalities, but I don't believe she does have any significant clinical disease, significant clinical allergic disease, period. We talked about celiac disease and her serum IgA, her tissue IgA is less than 1, which is normal, and that would certainly rule out celiac disease process, period. She did not come for a follow-up, but I believe she is doing quite well, period. I'll be happy to see her back and do some testing, but I believe she should see a GI specialist to sort out these gastrointestinal issues, period. My final diagnosis, no evidence of any IgE type allergies. Number two, multiple GI symptoms, but no evidence of any celiac disease. Um, overall, I think she should do quite well, period. I've asked her to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Renee and Ashio.